two fatal collisions have occurred in less than a week's time, prompting a response from the California Highway Patrol Garberville substation. In both deadly instances, the drivers were not wearing seatbelts. Sergeant Sean Gordon with the Garberville Area CHP shared an overview.
Last night on July 14th at about 11 p.m., our CHP dispatch received a 911 call for a two-vehicle crash on Valley Road east of Davidson Road, which is located east of Willits in Mendocino County. California Highway Patrol officers from the Laytonville Resident Post responded to the scene to investigate the crash. Preliminary investigation indicates that Julian Franks, who is a 30-year-old male out of Willits, was driving his 1985 Toyota pickup eastbound on Valley Road. The Toyota was partially within the westbound lane and sideswiped a 2022 Honda Accord that was traveling westbound by a 16-year-old female out of Willits, California. The Toyota overturned, and Franks was ejected from his vehicle due to a lack of using a seatbelt. The Cal Fire and MedStar ambulance arrived on scene, and Franks was pronounced deceased. Deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff Coroner's Office arrived on scene, assisted with the investigation, and assumed coroner responsibilities to further assist us in this crash.
Sergeant Gordon stated that 60% of fatal crashes in the state involve drivers who are not wearing a seatbelt. This was also the case in a collision that occurred in Miranda on the Avenue of the Giants last Friday.
On July 12th at approximately 12:42 in the afternoon, a 2004 Infiniti G35 was traveling southbound on the Avenue of the Giants, SR-254, south of Madrona Road. We're still investigating what actually happened to cause the crash, but the vehicle left the roadway and overturned multiple times. The driver, a 23-year-old male out of Florida, was ejected from the vehicle because he was not wearing a seatbelt. The driver was located and pronounced deceased. The passenger in the vehicle, 13-year-old juvenile out of Myers Flat, who was wearing a seatbelt, received minor injuries and was able to climb out of the vehicle. The juvenile from Myers Flat was located by witnesses, and they comforted her and took care of her until paramedics and the fire department were able to arrive to check on her injuries.
While the cause of the crash is still under investigation, notably, the vehicle associated with this incident has been reported to law enforcement multiple times for driving recklessly in the community. But Sergeant Gordon says,
the driver of the vehicle is not the registered owner of the vehicle. I do understand that there is a little bit of stir in the community about the vehicle that was involved in this crash. There's some things that we're still investigating that we can't quite divulge yet until we're able to put all of the information together. Anybody that may have information regarding this crash or may have seen it, they are encouraged to call the Highway Patrol office in Redway at 707-932-6100.
KMA News will share updates as information is released. We extend our condolences to the families of the deceased. Continuing, Sergeant Gordon reminds the public that all motorists should take caution to drive responsibly and safely, especially during fire season.
Yes, during fire season, it is important that if you're towing a vehicle, you're making sure that your chains are not dragging and touching the ground. But there are sparks that come off the chains and are able to start the grass on the side of the road on fire. Along with that, making sure you're checking your tires, making sure you have appropriate tread depth, the tires aren't so old that they're expired, making sure that if you are going to be driving, that if you have a flat tire, be prepared, because sometimes if you have a blowout, the rim, if it's a steel rim, can hit the asphalt and cause sparks, which I've also seen start fires as well. With the high temperatures in the area, we've had a huge influx of disabled motorists on many roadways where they do not have water or some other basic needs with them. So please remember, if you're going to be traveling, to make sure you keep water and some supplies with you.
If a wildfire requires an evacuation, the California Highway Patrol will assist by operating roadblocks to ensure safety while fire apparatus respond, and to prevent looters from entering evacuation zones to take advantage of vacant homes. However, Sergeant Gordon says he understands that these measures can impact the community.
One of the duties that we have when we assist in the fires and helping the sheriff's department with evacuations is road closures. It's extremely important that we close down these areas so that we can get the fire trucks and the resources that they need into these areas, so we're not bombarding small neighborhoods with vehicles. And it really is hard for me. I've got a heart, and you know, when people have their entire life savings of memories in their homes, I can understand that they want to go get them. But in times where we have to establish these hard road closures, it's more important that we get the fire resources inside so that they can do their thing. Structure protection is always a big thing that we hear about with CAL FIRE, Forest Service, and even our local volunteer fire departments. They're in there, they're protecting structures, because we're all part of the same community. So when you see us at a road closure, it's not because we want you to suffer and not be able to go get your belongings. It's so that we can allow fire departments and the resources that they have coming in to have enough room so that they can work and do what they need to do, which is the priority. There's been multiple times where my family has been evacuated and I'm working at the fire helping other evacuations and road closures. It doesn't make it easier, but we try and do our best.
For more information or helpful tips, you can follow the Garberville Area CHP on social media.